Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in the Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about crop year 2016 marketing assistance loans. Now that the harvest is wrapping up, producers are reminded that FSA provides short-term financing through low-interest commodity loans on their eligible harvested production. These 9-month marketing assistance loans, or MALs, provide producers interim financing after harvest to help them meet cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when market prices are typically at harvest time lows, by allowing them to store their production either on the farm or in a warehouse for later marketing. FSA is now accepting requests for 2016 marketing assistance loans for all eligible commodities after harvest. Producers who share in the risk of production of the eligible commodity and who maintain beneficial interest in that commodity throughout the term of the note are eligible to receive a marketing assistance loan. To maintain beneficial interest, producers must retain the ability to make decisions about the commodity. They have to be responsible for loss because of damage to the commodity, and they must have title to the commodity. Once that beneficial interest is lost, it's ineligible for a loan, even if beneficial interest is later regained. Those producers who have taken out marketing assistance loans and who use farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage on that farm-stored grain held under loan. If loan grain has been disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other form of disposal without prior written authorization from the county FSA office, it is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for that are severe, and producers' names do remain on the loan violation list for a 2-year period, so always call before you haul any grain under loan. Next, some reminders about the fall acreage reporting deadline. Producers are reminded of the requirement to report their perennial forages, fall-seeded crops, and cover crops by December 15, 2016 to the local FSA county office to meet FSA program eligibility requirements. Perennial forages include, but are not limited to, grass, alfalfa, trefoil, clover, and mixed forage intended for hay or grazing. Fall-seeded small grains include winter wheat, rye, triticale, and others. During the spring 2016 crop certification, FSA provided producers the opportunity to sign up for what was considered continuous certification on perennial crops established prior to 2016. If a producer had previously signed a continuous certification for hay or pasture earlier this spring and has no new fields of forage or grazing established, they do not need to report perennial acres this fall. If, however, a producer planted oats in spring of 2016 and the field will be hay for 2017, those acres do need to be certified by December 15th of this year for the 2017 crop year. As with a 2016 certification, any perennial forages or grazing fields not certified by December 15th of this year for the 2017 crop year will be assessed a $46 measurement fee per farm. For more information or to set up an appointment to certify your fall crops, contact your local FSA office. Next, county committee voting. Ballots for this year county committee election were mailed to eligible voters on November 7th. Voters must complete their ballots and either have them postmarked or returned to their Farm Service Agency county office by the close of business on December 13th. If they participate or cooperate in any FSA program that's provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as an authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses when property is owned jointly. Election areas vary by county. If your operation is located in a local administrative area, or LAA, that is having an election this year and you do not receive a ballot, contact your local FSA office. Now, direct, guaranteed, and beginning farmer loan financing. The Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agricultural enterprises. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact your local FSA office. And finally, new loans for portable farm storage and handling equipment. Farm Service Agency now provides a new financing option to help farmers purchase portable storage and handling equipment through the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program. The loans, which now include a smaller microloan option with lower down payments, are designed to help producers, including new, small, and mid-sized producers, grow their business and markets. The program also allows a new microloan option, which allows applicants seeking less than $50,000 to qualify for a reduced down payment of 5% and no requirement to provide 3 years of production history. Farms and ranches of all sizes are eligible. microloan option is expected to be a particular benefit to smaller farms and ranches and specialty crop producers who may not have access to commercial storage or on-farm storage after harvest. These producers can invest in equipment like conveyors, scales, or refrigeration units and trucks that can store commodities before delivering them to markets. Producers do not need to demonstrate the lack of commercial credit availability to apply. Earlier this year, FSA significantly expanded the list of commodity-eligible farm stored facility loans. To learn more about the Farm Stored Facility Loan Program, contact your local FSA office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have an enjoyable Thanksgiving.